producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of America Tonight. We like to kick things around at the top with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, my pal, Bob Ney. Bob, before we dive into all that is Washington or is not Washington, you know, you and I were talking for a second off the air about Robin Williams. Boy, this is a guy who I think was such a chameleon because he had incredible range. And even if you didn't like one thing he did, you found something you liked about Robin Williams, and everybody around the world is reacting to his death. What do you think?
Oh, he had uber talent. I mean, it's amazing. And then last night I was at a 12-step recovery meeting, and, of course, everybody in the room was, you know, talking about him and addiction and how you combine addiction with depression, and it can be lethal, you know, very, very lethal. And he struggled last month. You know, he checked himself into July the 1st into rehab. And knowing Robin Williams and his spirit and how he was, he probably would hope that something good will come out of this, in the sense of maybe talking about depression and addiction.
Yeah, and, you know, I heard something earlier that suicide hotlines, the calls, I have a friend that actually volunteers at one, and the calls are off the charts, so maybe that is a good thing. Maybe somebody will get the help before it's too late. Yeah, gee, terrible. All right, let's jump to politics and the Obama administration now sending about, I guess, 130 or so military personnel is what they're calling it to Iraq. It's special ops. It's got to be. The Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel talked about it. And, of course, it's this big threat by now. The group that's calling them, they call themselves now Islamic State. And you know what the president said the other day about, you know, that's it for al-Maliki, basically, and they're backing the replacement. Is this a smart move to back the replacement and just move on from there?
Oh, it is. We backed Maliki for years, but now Haider al-Abadi, who's been also, by the way, endorsed by Iran. And that's important. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like the Iranian government, but it's important that Iran be not an enemy of the Iraqi government. They border each other and can be of great assistance. So looks like everybody's gravitating towards the new one. And the president, Martha Vineyards, yesterday, Kate, he didn't even mention Maliki's name, which is good. I mean, it is time to move on. Maliki is becoming irrelevant. He got on TV in Iraq and insinuated that, you know, he's commander-in-chief and he controls the troops. And quickly, the army twittered and said that we serve the Iraqi people, not Maliki. So his time has come.
Yep, I agree. I think it came a long time ago. It's too bad
something
wasn't done then. How about this? You got to love politics. Hillary Clinton called the president because she needed to clear up the stories that were being reported about her Syria remarks and how, you know, that she wouldn't have backed the rebels. She would have gone a different direction. Don't you love that once that squeaks out that it's like, oh, okay, now I got to call the president?
Well, let me add one more to this. I love how they do that. And tomorrow night, they are going to be at Vernon Jordan, big time, you know who he is, a power player in Democratic circles. They're going to be his wife's birthday party, okay, at Martha Vineyard. Now, can you imagine some of the talk in that room? I would love to be at that one. So, yes, Hillary Clinton and president are both going to be there.
Yeah,
so
fly on the wall.
Kind of made that call so nobody accidentally spilt maybe punch on each other or something, you know?
Yeah, because that would be so weird, too, because everybody's talking about it. It's like, did you really say that?
Right, I mean, the whole room. So, yeah, this gets it out of the way.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, here's the other thing. You're the president. You're asked this question. And of course, the president is our first black president, and you have this situation, this terrible shooting death of this teenager in Missouri, and there's still more details coming out. But they're not revealing the name of the cop who shot and killed him. And the president, keeps getting asked about it. So he reacts to it and he says, you know, it's just prompted some strong passions and it's very, very tragic. I mean, really, that's all he can say. He can't jump into the middle of this necessarily, can he? Because remember what happened with the Trayvon Martin thing.
Yes, you know, he can't. He really can't jump in the middle. He's has the Justice Department, is going in, Eric Holder, the FBI, because it's risen to that level now. It's a complete different version from the police versus the family. So, you know, he's doing what he needs to do. But for the president to really weigh in. He can't do that right now. There's a Justice Department. They're going to look at it. They're going to decide what happened. And at that point in time, he can weigh in.
Yeah, and you know, it's Al Sharpton. Of course, he's never shy about voicing his opinion, especially he's got a lot of microphones now. And he's saying that the police should ID the police shooter of the teenager that was killed. And boy, I think that would just be, you'd be igniting a war in Ferguson, Missouri. I think that what the chief did there was right for now. What do you think?
Oh, right. They have to, this has to just, it has to go down a peg. And the family of the young man who was killed have said, look, you know, let's downplay this violence end of it. You know, let's keep that contained. So that has to calm down, and then they'll get down to the bottom of it, and the Justice Department will do a extremely thorough job on this. And I've got faith that they'll be able to get the facts. But, yeah, yes, you're right. I mean, they need to not inflame this anymore right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And how about this? You know, I call myself the poll princess. Read into that what you will, because I say there's a reason why pollsters make so much money. If they didn't show us anything, then people wouldn't care about polls. And political people love polls. So Gallup does their latest poll, and they find that about 80%, more than 80% of Americans don't like the job Congress is doing. Do you think they're ever going to see big numbers again in Congress? Actually, you were probably there in the heyday.
Look, I was in deep trouble, the Justice Department all over me, and I took 69% of the vote. So, I mean, I could probably challenge one of those guys for office right now. Their numbers are so low. They're lower than mine. I mean, I was there. I've never seen numbers tank like that. And it used to be throw the bums out but keep my bum, and now it's sort of like throw the bums out. A very interesting time for polling.
Yeah, no kidding. It is interesting for sure. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Mixed into that conversation with Bob Ney is the fact that a lot of things are exploding in Ferguson, Missouri. I mean, turmoil is probably the best word to use, because we keep hearing about tear gas, and that every night there seems to be some kind of a gathering that tends to get out of control. And this is the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown, who was shot and killed by a local police officer, not releasing the name as I talked about there. Witnesses say, look, he didn't have a gun. He had nothing. He was unarmed. So there's a lot of outrage that is building up over the last couple of days in Ferguson. And they want to know, the people want to know, the people in that town want to know who is the cop, which eventually all of that will come out, but not right now. 67% of Ferguson's population is black, 29% is white. Somebody was asking me about that in an email. And it's about 10 miles north of downtown St. Louis. That's pretty much the best way to describe where you would find Ferguson. So as I say, it's a stone's throw away from that city. And three of the city's 53 police officers are African-American, because with this quest to find out who shot Michael Brown, there's been a lot of speculating as to, you know, who that was, and more witnesses coming forward to talk about what they've seen. So we're just at the beginning of this investigation over this really tragic thing that's happened in Ferguson over the weekend. Hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. Much more to come in this hour of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm hanging out with all of you in those nooks and crannies. Remember, 24/7, baby, you can always throw in your opinion at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. One of the things we mixed into that conversation there, well, first of all, is the idea that the police officer's name has not been released. Now, I said to Bob that I thought that that was the right thing to do because it's explosive in Ferguson. I don't think it's going to take long to come up with the name of the cop, frankly, because it's like the telephone game. It's a small town. People are talking about it, and they're going to eventually that name coming out anyway and will be released during the course of the of really putting the pieces together, talking to the witnesses and finding out more specifics about what happened that night. We do know, the facts we do know is he was unarmed. So he was walking down the street with his friend. And some witnesses, or the way it was reported, is there was an altercation, but the witnesses say there was not an altercation. It was just get off of the road, and then the rest unfolded. So this is disastrous, is what it is. It's disastrous for that town. It's just a terrible, terrible tragedy all the way around. And it goes back to that whole unarmed thing and what happens in the neighborhood and patrolling and everything else mixed in between. It is very different in a few ways from the Trayvon Martin case. Here we're just strictly talking about a police officer, but then that goes to, okay, what was happening, what caused him to shoot in the first place. Still, a lot of those facts are very, very unclear. I think it's smart. You might disagree. You might say, hey, listen, this 18-year-old, which I think is an absolute tragedy, no question about it. I mean, it's terrible to hear, he was going to start college, and that would have happened. That would have happened just a couple of days ago. I think I still think it was smart of the cops as they're sitting here with tear gas, worried about the people in the town, worried about people who own shops that were getting looted and everything else, and, of course, worried about trying to not contaminate the evidence and talking to people and doing it by the book. So that's why the officer's name hasn't come out. But some people wouldn't agree with that, and they think, no way. Who is it? We need to know. It's part of public information, and it should be out there now rather than tomorrow or the next day. So when I say you can throw in your 2 cents, certainly this is one of the top water cooler stories I think people are talking about. 855-266-5283. Now, the other thing is the U.S. sending the soldiers to Iraq. We go back to, we're done with Iraq. Now, hurry up and form this cabinet. We want this to happen now rather than later. And we're going to help you in the very beginning, and then we're, again, pulling out. But if you have 130 people there, plus the diplomats, some of them have gotten out, some not, people are running for their lives, Christians, Iraqis, just fleeing because Islamic State, as now they have shortened their name, the IS, as they're calling themselves, the group is really starting to take hold, and they're recruiting more people. So with the defense secretary saying, okay, this is the deal, this is how many people, this is what we're doing, we're trying to help Iraq, we're trying to contain the threat posed by these Islamic State people. What happens if some of those soldiers are killed? You say, well, you know, that's part of the deal when you're in the military. But we put them there. We put them there after saying we were done with Iraq. We did what we did. We helped. We used every resource possible to train troops, and we stood behind al-Maliki. He wasn't good. We didn't pull him out. We didn't try to help them sooner. So now here we are in this situation. If I'm Hagel, I don't want to lose one person. I never want to lose any people, but I definitely don't want to lose any people on this one. So they're having these humanitarian drops because they see that the people are running for their lives. That's why they're dropping water and food, because they are literally grabbing on to helicopters trying to get out of whatever city it is in Iraq. It's just that bad. And the real truth of it is when you lift up the lid, you look deeper and you see just what a state that country is in and how close these jihadists are to claiming victory. So we have boots on the ground. I mean, there's no way around it. Yes, it's special forces or a small amount of forces, whatever you want to call it. It's boots on the ground. We got people in Iraq. And what happens to those peeps? We've already invested billions of dollars. We've already invested the manpower, because that's really what I care about the most. And here we go again. It's like instant replay, the kind of instant replay we don't want to see. So they're there now, and that's the bottom line. And right now the Kurds pushed away the Islamic State from completely taking them over so far. This is in northern Iraq. But they're desperate for weapons. They don't have enough weapons. Why? Because the IS is getting tons of weapons from Iran, Syria, who knows who else. But the Kurds aren't getting those weapons. So now the good old USA is trying to help the Kurds to fend off the onslaught. More jihadist reinforcements are on the way. They got plenty of them. This is not going to be easy. Because they're changing tactics. They have weapons. They're figuring it out. And we've got airstrikes and more boots on the ground. And the Pentagon is considering more rescue missions for Iraqis that are trapped on a mountain, desperate to get off because they have no place to go. So they've sent more planners to the area to try to figure out how can you rescue tens of thousands of religious minorities that are trapped on a mountain. They're trapped by these jihadists. That's part of the 130. They got to develop plans to try to figure out what they're going to do with this Sinjar Mountain situation. So when they say it's not combat boots on the ground kind of op, well, that's kind of murky because they better be armed. And, you know, with the rules of engagement, for goodness sake, that we have hand-strapped these military guys with, it's tough anyway. But openly, imagine what's happening. They've got helicopters. They've got all kinds of missiles. They've got lots and lots of weapons. And that's why the Kurds are struggling. That's why these people are struggling. So yeah, say it's the dual purpose. Well, we're protecting American personnel and we're helping the Kurds to do what they can to help those people trapped on the Sinjar mountain range. It's very complicated. This is not straightforward by any means. So far, the U.S. hasn't encountered any anti-aircraft fire, but trust me, that could change overnight because of the kind of weapons Islamic State now has. And why would they care and not shoot at helicopters, people, and all that other sort of stuff? Because they're already doing that. In fact, on Tuesday, one Iraqi helicopter crashed after picking up refugees. And why? Because they were swarmed. They had too many people on the helicopter. People were grabbing on, hanging on their fingernails. They could barely lift the copter off the ground, and of course, it crashed. In fact, there was even a reporter, a New York Times reporter, that was on that copter and was injured but is okay. So think of what we've already done here. And we have 250 what are being termed as military advisors in Iraq as well. There's a good chance, and hopefully not, but there is a good chance that this ends really badly. I mean really badly. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, we're going to talk with Ken Blackwell. He used to be the mayor of Cincinnati, now heavily involved in what is Fannie and Freddie, and what is the problem with mortgages, and what is happening to the middle class, and what an economic factor it is, and how the private sector is the big bailout, not the government, not the government. But coming up next, it's all about the numbers, baby. We can count.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Topping weekend counts. Man, oh man, this is radio. But you know, when you talk about flooding, and have all of us at some point in our life been in some sort of a flood? Maybe it was a little bit of a flood, or maybe it was a tremendous flood. I've seen streets that were filled with rain because of a hurricane where people were in canoes. That was crazy. And then the next day, it was gone. Detroit, slammed with rain. Severe flooding, and oh, what a word it is, severe flooding. At one point where it says that an overpass, 14 inches to clear it, you got water almost up to that 14 inches. I don't think I've ever seen so many cars floating, just flat out floating. The mayor, James Fouts, in Warren, said about 1,000 cars and trucks and whatever had been abandoned in the floodwaters in the suburb where the roads were closed because they had over 5.5 inches of rain that came down on Monday. In fact, they were looking for help for people dealing with the catastrophic flooding. They had tow trucks just towing the cars out. And then the next day, of course, it's all mud. But seeing what that flood looked like was awful. So a woman sadly died when her car became stranded in 3 feet of water in Detroit after heavy, heavy rain across southeastern Michigan left so many of their roads just absolutely impassable. Couldn't pass it. In one area, 6.5 inches. Anywhere between 4-something and 6.5. That's how bad it was. If you've ever been on Interstate 75 in that area, I have, or 94, even 696, the Lodge Southfield freeways closed on Tuesday. And some of them still underwater. Mud, debris, cars, blocked traffic. It was like a day off. Lots of people had to cancel or say, you know, business is opening late because of the roads just simply being too hard to maneuver. The governor, Rick Snyder, who was in the Upper Peninsula on Tuesday morning, said state troopers, road crews, any resource they could throw at this would help in the recovery and cleanup. And he was surveying everything from the air because that was the only way he could really see how dramatic it was to just go across it. You know, they even had to close the Detroit Zoo because of how much damage there was to the zoo. They had, like, the polar bears, the seals, the foxes. None of them drowned, thank goodness, but they were worried about the animals because of the amount of rain. So when you talk about floods, this one will definitely go down in the books as one of the worst for Detroit and some of the surrounding areas there. It just takes a little bit. And here's a sad note. You know, we're talking about Robin Williams. Lauren Bacall, ever the lady, if you ever watched any of the classic Bacall movies, you think Bogey and Bacall, right? Dead at 89 years old. I mean, sultry would probably be the word that would be best used to describe that actress and that husky voice that she was so well known for. And Bacall was married to Bogart from 1945 until he died in 1957. They had two kids, and she was simply known by one name. I mean, people knew her as Lauren. That just tells you everything right there. And an interesting side note to Lauren Bacall, as when somebody dies, more facts come out about them. And some people wouldn't know this, but she was actually, her real name was Betty Joan Persky, and she was the only child of immigrant parents. Her cousin, Shimon Peres, how about that? How about that? And she was only 19 when she was cast in her first movie in 1944, To Have and Have Not. And that went on to be a pretty big, very big, in fact, movie. So Lauren Bacall, dead at the age of 89. Moving on to numbers of a different sort. And the numbers of a different sort include classic cars. You know, I used to think, classic car shows, what's that all about? I mean, I like cars, okay, but why would that be fun to go to? Until I went to my first car show, and then I was hooked. So I happened to see this little item about 200 classic cars that were being auctioned in September, and it's in Nebraska. They're going to market in Nebraska, they say. The collection of trade-ins was hoarded by Bullock Motors in Grant, that's the town, and it's 75 years of cars, you know, 75 years of their history. So the business is an automotive restoration and used car dealership, basically, and they've got all these different brands. So now this treasure trove, they decided, well, of course, what are we going to do? Let's have an auction. And it ranges from, check this out, a 1925 Buick High Wheel Racer. Ever see one of those? How about a 1957 Chevy Cameo pickup? I've never seen one. A 1969 Pontiac GTO. A very rare 1939, they call it, Shark Nose Graham Supercharger. So they've got new and old and all that kind of stuff, and I bet it's going to be pretty interesting. The sale, they had a sale last year, and they had a stockpile of like 500 cars owned by a Chevrolet dealer on the other side of Nebraska. So they keep their cars in Nebraska, right? And that auction had a whopping total of, like, took in a total of $2.8 million. So who knows what's going to happen here. September 6th, I think it's pretty wild. I love seeing old cars when they go down the street. I mean, there's just, you figure, here's what I think. I think every one of these old cars tells a story. There was a family, there was a farm, there was a truck, there was, something. And when you see them and they're remade and they, you know, they, I call it cherry them out, they cherry them out, I think it is just wild to see that. And so I am the reluctant person that went to my first classic car show, actually, and then thought better of it once I went and saw some of these really cool cars. I mean, some of them, too, the rarefied kind of cars, the kind of cars that cost you three houses and who knows, you know, what else mixed in between, but pretty cool to actually see it. How about this? This fits into the numbers thing, but an atheist group is telling Georgia High School that Georgia High School football team basically has to say goodbye to the prayer. So here we go again with the struggle over prayer and football and schools and whatnot. So the football coaches at Chastity High School in Gainesville are accused of quoting scripture on team documents and pregame banners and regularly leading the War Eagles, that's the name of the team, in prayer in what they call a religious blitz. And the American Humanist Association says this is unconstitutional. You can't do this. It's you're not allowed to do this. So they're going after them. Certainly it's not the first time that it's happened, but the school is upset. Some of the kids are upset. Here's your number. The school has now notified the national nonprofit group that we've got 1,200 students in this school. We're 55 miles northeast of Atlanta, and we're doing what we always did. But the group says no, they're doing an end around the First Amendment, and they're demanding that coaches cut the team-sanctioned prayers and remove all Bible verses and other religious messages from any of the team documents and materials. And we'll see where this fight ends up, because the atheist group is vowing to continue to push this no matter, you know, how far they can push it. And the school is digging in their heels and saying it's being exaggerated and it's not what they're saying it is. They're not foisting this down the throats of the students. Chastity, by the way, last year was 9-3. They actually lost in the state playoffs where they got trounced. The score was 55-7. But this year they say they're back and better than ever. Of course, the focus now is on prayer and the football team and the coaches and where that's going to end up. Probably it's going to end up in a higher court if they continue it and really, really, you know, pursue the suit and follow through on that, then I think that goes to a completely different level altogether. All right, and this final one here when it comes to the number is this one. And it's the fact that you have a suspect arrested after four people, and I hate to end on a bleak note, but four people and a dog were found dead. This horrified a lot of people. This was inside a California home. I happened to catch this on the news because I recognized the town, Goleta, California. And the suspect was this 46-year-old man who simply turned himself in. He was arrested. There wasn't any incident. But all the victims in the house were dead from stab wounds when the deputies arrived at the house. And and also the dog, too, was found that way. So Goleta is about 10 miles northwest of Santa Barbara, a really pretty place. I used to live pretty close to there, and it's shocking for a town like that, about 30,000 people live there, to wake up and see what's happening and look to their neighbors and just be stunned and don't understand what's happening. All right, that's That's it for this version of We Can Count. Coming up next, great guest. Stay with us.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
America Tonight, we've been talking about the housing market as far as an economic indicator. And is the housing market recovering? Yes, it's slowly recovering. But also, look at what we've mentioned, and many of you have really blown up the phone lines on this when we talk about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and what happens with that. And they're a huge part of trying to stabilize the housing market across the board for everybody. Very thrilled to welcome to this show Ken Blackwell, who has been right there, front and center of housing reform that protects property rights, something that our pals that we talk to every night in Washington, and a lot of them don't care about it, right? And he is a director of the Coalition for Mortgage Security. By the way, he's a former undersecretary at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He knows what he's talking about. If that's not enough, a board member of the National Taxpayers Union and a former mayor of one of my favorite cities, Cincinnati. Ken, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's good to be with you.
So what is it that people don't understand about Fannie and Freddie? Because, boy, I'm telling you, all I have to do is say that, Ken, on the airwaves and the phone lines, I'm serious. They just light up.
They've been riddled with cronyism as quasi-governmental agencies, they have actually squeezed private capital, you know, out of the housing equation. They got in trouble in 2008, and they came begging for private capital investment, and they took the money of a lot of pension funds, funds of hardworking Americans, and soon as they returned to profitability, they changed the rules of the game, and they did a clean sweep of the profits into the coffers of the Treasury Department. And so I track your nightly conversations. And let me tell you what I want to focus on in these few minutes, and that is the reestablishment of the rule of law. Because the rule of law is the basis for American capitalism and must be acknowledged and respected in order for properly functioning capital markets to help us with this recovery. You're right, the recovery has been tepid, and their private capital has been hesitant to get involved because the rules of the game are constantly changing. And so Coalition for Mortgage Security, and more about that organization can be viewed at mortgagecoalition.com. We've tried to reach across ideological lines, and so we are in concert with Ralph Nader on this project. Ralph and I don't agree on several other major issues, but on this one, making sure that investors, pension funds are properly dealt with according to a sense of fairness and the rule of law is something that we think is important to put in place as we look about how we reasonably reorganize Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac as private bond guarantors funded by private capital.
Yeah, and that's the way to go, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And so we have to have a basic understanding of capital. Capital seeks the path of least resistance and greatest opportunity. And people have a lot of other places where they can invest their private capital if you're going to constantly change the rules of the game and abandon the rule of law. And in Washington now, there's this great debate around the lawlessness in that city, and it's having a detrimental effect on our capital markets.
Yeah, and you know, and that's tough because, as you said, it's a detrimental effect. And how do we swing that around? Because that's a big part of this equation. This is a big part of what's happening with the squeeze of the middle class. Because don't you think, you know, you were the mayor of Cincinnati. Don't you think that it's the middle class that feel disenfranchised?
Absolutely. And the issue is that we have a president that is essentially committed himself, as he said 5 days before his election in 2008, to fundamentally transform our country. The problem is one of the transformations that he's been working on has been to transform our market economy into a government-controlled economy, whether it's in housing, in energy, you know, and as a consequence, you know, capital flees.
Yeah, boy, I so agree.
And it makes it very difficult.
Yeah, I had a brief conversation with Steve Forbes. He was someplace in San Diego addressing a crowd where I was, and he talked about those very same things. He talked about what's happening and why it's choking us off and why we're starting to, you know, as much as there's this bubbling up that looks really good, it still is holding everything down. And from the point of view of being somebody who was in the game of politics and watching that and watching the process, the tax process, what are your thoughts on that and where we should head in the future?
Companies that generate revenue from the housing market are still struggling. The U.S. Housing Index, which tracks the stock prices of companies involved in construction, mortgages, and home building materials, is down 9.5% since the beginning of July, and 6.6% since the start of the year. And so while we can see, you know, a gradual turning of the corner in the overall economy, the problem is that the rules of the game haven't been reestablished, and as we've been saying this evening, private capital is still sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, and you really need that private capital, because that's the thing that's going to catapult really housing in a different direction, as we've already said, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we can't keep, you know, the concentrating power and spending authority in the federal government, or we in fact will watch our family centered culture slip into a government centered culture, with dependency increasing and economic growth contracting all the time.
Yeah, and you and I agree on that, but what about some people hear that and they'll say, well, what's wrong with that? Why can't we rely on the government to help us out? After all, we're paying taxes and we're doing this and we've done this and we've paid in for so long. Now people don't necessarily realize, Ken, and I'm not knocking everybody, they don't really realize the economics of the situation, but say, look, I've paid in forever, so I should be able to take advantage of this, and I should be taken care of when it comes to some of the housing breaks and whatnot.
What I try to tell people, I've been blessed to have had the opportunity to travel the world. A country that has that mindset, we've watched it over the last, you know, 80 to 100 years, and that's Russia, the old Soviet Union. They were a government-centered society. They were a government-controlled market. What was the difference between the old Soviet Union and now Russia and the American economy is that we've had free markets, free men and women, and I've always told people that in the final analysis, that is what has made us different from any other country on the face of the earth, is that we have believed in hard work and freedom and the profit motive.
Yeah. Do you still believe, because I just read something about this the other day, that people are so disenfranchised, they don't think that you can still grab the brass ring and get the American dream? I don't think that. Do you think that?
No, I don't. But we're fighting a constant wave of growing dependency on government largesse. And it's addictive. And it's a hard counter wave to beat. But I think that there is still something in the hearts of men and women that's instinctively for freedom, for liberty, for individual, you know, initiative and hard work.
Yeah.
And ownership.
Yeah, I was going to say, owning your own house. That was the big piece of the pie in the beginning and in the middle of your life and at the end, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, the coalition of which I am a part, you know, along with reestablishing the rule of law and reorganizing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, we want to protect and ensure the continued availability and affordability of the 30-year fixed mortgage, which is the main engine of the housing market and the primary avenue for sustainable home ownership.
Yeah. Well said. What a delight to have you on the show. Ken Blackwell, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you for all you do.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Teragenics. Life's getting better.